Welcome to Avyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Staff Samechei, in the Oiz Vodor edition, Perek Shmini, beginning of Aloha Hei. Says the Mishnah, Ein noisim lo labayor, meaning someone who digs pits that has water in it. V'lo lo bolon, someone who takes care of the bathhouse, heats it up. V'lo lo sopar is the barber. V'lo lo sopon is the sailor. You're not allowed to give him, to pay him, with fruits of Shemitah. And Allah used fruits of Shemitah to pay these people. You could give the one who digs holes for water, you could give him pairs of Shemitah for him to use to drink. And similarly, as the Mishnah says, to all of them you can give a free gift, which is not going to be part of the salary. So the Mefarshim are busy with trying to understand this Mishnah. But the simple understanding that comes out is, paying with Perish Mito for other items except eating and drinking or as a gift is something you're not allowed to do. So when it says you give the buyer lishta, the buyer who's taking care of the pit, he's digging the pit, he's taking out the water, so the one who owes him money, he could give him some of his payment by giving him to drink. By telling him, listen, you need to drink too, I'm drinking, you're drinking. I will pay you by giving you some, I'll give you some of your payment by giving you to drink. And for that, you can use Perish Mita, because you're using Perish Mita for drinking only, not for Schoiba. So we have a Braisa that says, that the Braisa says, you can give, even to pay, the one that stands right now, to pay the Mivire, the one who digs the pit, to give him water to drink, and to use the money of Shmita in order to give him to drink. Says the more Mikhafa Shita Sebeis, the Chor Abeis Shita has changed. Tamuno, we have a Braisa that says, and we can use the Girsa of Abchaim, Loikhim Menu Maim Umelach. That although you can use the money of Maisa Sheni to buy water and salt, you can use the money of Shviz to buy water. So here, we want to use the money of Shemitah to supply water to the one who's digging a hole. You say you can use the money to supply water? The Hocho Omer Achen, this seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rabbi Yosi, my pligin Beshita Shmishoy. And the Bryce Rabbi Yosi says, you're not allowed to give him water. He wants to use the water for his Tashmish, not for drinking. He wants to use it for other uses of water. For example, for cleaning himself. That's something Rabbi Yosi says you can't do. But to use money with Shmito to supply drinking water to the buyer, that's fine. According to this, now we go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says, you can give the buyer water, meaning use the money of Shemitah to supply water to the buyer, to the one who dug the hole, in order for him to drink. Only to drink, not for other uses. That's like a base in the right, so that says you can use it only for water. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Everybody agrees to this. So here's some of the first we fix it, not Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi before said a different answer. Or it's a different Rabbi Yosi, or it's Rabbi Yosi, or the Rabbaz being Rabbi Yoina. There's different shittas. Who is the mandomer speaking over here? But he comes and says that what the Mishnah says, lishtois, means for a usage of an Adam, coming lafuke to exclude, not to give it for an animal. But for an Adam, you can use it for all tashmishim. So now we don't have a rayo that goes according to Rabbi Yosi in the Braisa. Tani, we have a brisa, mayim shem bnei ha'ir, hem ve'achirim, hem kodmim la'achirim. When you have a river of the bnei ha'ir, of the people living in the city, and the question is, who's going to drink from it? The people of the city or others? They come first. Achirim be'behemtom, if it's to give it to others or to give it to the animals, meaning the animals of the people of the city. Achirim kodmim la'behemtom. You first have to give the drink to human beings, even though they don't belong to the city, and only then you give it to the animals. What happens if the people of the city need to use the water for laundry? Or you have to give it to get other people to drink. Their laundry comes first. Who's the one that holds that laundry is like the ikar chayim? You have to drink and you have to use laundry. This is the basic necessity that the people get, and therefore that comes before any other person outside of the city. We're referring to Perish Shvit. You're not allowed to use the fruits of Shemitah, the Mishra and Kvusa. So Mishra is when you soak it into wine, and Kvusa is laundry. So you're not allowed to use it for Mishra and Kvusa. The Bible brings the reason is because you're enjoying it only after the wine or the Perish Shvit or over, or not here anymore. So as a nosom achar birim, the German is after the beer. Achar brings that the mashmos the Yerushalmi is because it's inappropriate. It's not something roy to use pure shmito. He says you couldn't use it for laundry. Why can you use it for laundry? Because that's chay nefesh. That's something that a person needs. It's like eating. So the Rabbi Yosi has a steer contradicting him his words. In the Dorian, Rabbi Yosi says that if a woman says, I don't want to shower, it's not called chay nefesh, and a husband cannot be made for that neder. A husband can always made for nedarim that have chay nefesh that affect the livelihood of the Isha. If she says, I don't want to eat, the husband can take it away. But showering is not part of it. So you're saying showering is not chay nefesh. Here says laundry is chay nefesh. The more understands now that laundry and bathing is at least the same. So Akar Bisi Deer say that bathing is not chay nefesh and kvisa here is chay nefesh. No, bathing, showering, a person can handle not to shower for a long time. But to laundry, a person cannot have clothing he doesn't clean. That's something a person cannot handle. So it's really more chaya nefesh than bathing. Yehuda ish chutzi ovad tomir b'me'artot lo suyamin. Yehuda ish chutzi was hiding in a cave for 3 days. The Rechaim explains he was there for 3 days because he was trying to understand a sugya. He wanted to be alone, to try to be mizboinin, to try to understand something. By the makeup al din time, try to understand the following thing. What's the source that the livelihood of this city comes before the livelihood of another city? Also, Gabi Abisu Bechalavto, after he came out, Abisu Bechalavto came and met him. Omele, Hana Viso, where were you? Omele, Avodis Tomi Be'arto, Tlosu Yomim. I was 3 days in a cave. By the makeup al din time, try to understand. How do you know that the livelihood of this city comes before another city? Koro le Rav Dimas Bray. He called his Rav Dimas' son. Omale, I give a hand tama. Go answer to this reasoning. How do we know that the livelihood of this city, the water that belongs to the city, comes before you give it to anybody else? So he says, So we say in the Pasuk, the Pasuk in Yeshua says, we said, what belongs to the city? It belongs to the city, and the Migrash, the area around the city, that's all part of the city. So the word Darshan's, every city has to make sure to take care of its own livelihood. It supports its own people first. Then afterwards, you give it to the migroshim around it. So first of all, is the city. First of all, you feed the harim, then the ones around it. Says the Gemara now. Told Yehuda Ishchutzi, you know why you didn't have the answer? Because you didn't try to learn with your friends. Meaning he was telling him, you went to a cave and you hid there for 3 days on your own trying to figure out a reasoning. That's not how you learn Torah. The way you learn Torah is you do a shakla v'tayah with a chaverim. And by talking and speaking to other people, then you can come to understanding. If you're alone, if you're confined into a cave, then you can't really come to understanding of Torah. And that's the reason my son was able to come to the reasoning and you weren't. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviis, Daf Samech Hei.